Well, part of the reason we're having on Danny Walniak, KCTV 5 sports director, midweek is partially because of our own schedules later this week. But also, it seems to work out pretty well because yesterday we find out more Chiefs players are on the COVID-19 list. That number is now 13 overall. And this conversation with Danny, as always, powered by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. All right, Danny, Tyreek Hill, several other players now on the COVID protocol list. Where are we at here in terms of the players involved and how bad this is possibly getting for the Chiefs?
Yeah, it's crazy because, I mean, we've seen three NFL games postponed already due to COVID outbreaks, and now this Steelers-Chiefs game feels like it might be in a little bit of a jeopardy, but the good news for the Chiefs, I guess, if you could call them lucky in any way, shape, or form, is that most of the chunk of these guys have tested positive or been put on this list after the new protocols have gone into place, the new return-to-play protocols, which have eased up a little bit and allowed players to come back within 24 hours of testing negative. So that's a good thing, but we've also seen that even with that kind of unfolding, there were back-to-back games these past 2 days where teams still had to utilize their third-string quarterback because their top two quarterbacks didn't test out of the protocol. So there's a lot of things going on right there. The Chiefs, like you mentioned, they've got 13 active roster players currently on that list, and you would hope that Chris Jones, Josh Gordon, Willie Gay, those three who originally tested, you know, positive back last week and missed the Thursday night game would be back at some point this week. I know Andy Reid talked about being pretty hopeful that they would get out of the protocols, even though they were under the previous protocols pretty soon. But then when you've got, you know, guys like Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and even Nick Bolton, you're losing some of your really key pieces. And especially if you don't have Kelce or Hill on your offense due to this, then that could be a really, really big blow to the Chiefs offense. But the good news is that it's early enough in the week that even though these numbers are big, it could go one of two ways. The list could get smaller. These guys could come off it. They could be fine for Sunday. But then on the flip side, obviously, I mean, it's a virus. And so we've seen the numbers increase here over the past 2 days. And now I think today will be very telling once that list comes out around 3:30 or 4 to see if the list has expanded, if it has spread, or if they found a way to contain it.
Yeah. Now, Danny, the other thing, as I understand it here, some of these guys who were put on the COVID-19 list yesterday, it's not just because of a positive test. In some cases, it's because of a close contact, right? So, I mean, I don't want to say it's artificially juicing the numbers, but we don't even know if all these guys have positive cases. We just know they were, I guess, near somebody. And how are they defining close contact anyway? Do we know that? Because they're all showering together, or they're in the locker room together. I mean, what's close, right?
Right. Well, and the definition of close contact, I think, has varied over the past, you know, 2 years, depending on, you know, if you're within 6 feet of somebody for more than 10 to 15 minutes. And at one point that was the case. And then it kind of got a little bit longer and, you know, then it's, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. And so I think that's kind of fluid. And I don't know if that has been changed, especially with the new protocols. But I do know that according to multiple reports yesterday that the 21 players that were put on the COVID list around the NFL were all positive tests. So, or results of positive tests.
Okay.
So that's what kind of stinks, is that you would think with, especially with the close contact, those come off the list much quicker, you know, with negative tests. But then with ones who test positive, then you got to kind of wait it out. And that virus has to leave your body in order for you to test negative.
Yeah. Danny Walniak is joining us. So Danny, how does Coach Reid and that coaching staff prepare for the Steelers and practice around all of this? Like, what have they been doing the last day or day and a half?
Well, we actually asked Reid, like, if he has to adjust because of, you know, all of this. And this was before the 10 players, you know, got put on the list over the past 2 days. And he said that he tries to practice as normal as possible, but you can only do so much. You have to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And so I'm sure that now they're doing what they can to prepare as if they wouldn't have these players come Sunday. It's really difficult to do when your top two pass catchers are not there or in quarantine. So I think that the good news is that those guys are veteran enough to be able to come back and plug and play right into the system. So even if they do miss, say, a week of practice, it doesn't really hinder them much. But with the younger guys who may be missing a week, you have to adjust and you have to be ready to go in case these guys don't come back. And we've seen that with the past, you know, the last three games that got postponed and players still not coming back for that. You know, they were able to adjust on Thursday night as well when they didn't have, you know, a few of their key defensive players.
Yeah, no, that is true. Danny Wolniak is, of course, on KCMO Talk Radio. So, Danny, what about the Steelers? Any reports out of there on any issues they're dealing with? And what does that mean as we get ready for this game on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, it's not nearly anything quite like the Chiefs. So I think that's been the focal point for most news outlets, that, oh, look at this, another outbreak. So I haven't heard of anything in the Steelers locker room right now, but then again, that doesn't count them out. I mean, we saw with the Rams game, they had 7 positive tests on the day before / day of the game. So anything can happen here over the next 48 to 72 hours, and so you can't discount anything. But it always seems like there's one team that has the outbreak, and then the other team is upset because the old rules would say that team with the outbreak has to forfeit the game, but that's not the case anymore in this new age and this new era of figuring out the new protocols and even vaccinated players testing positive. So I think that the Steelers obviously would like this win because they're battling for a playoff spot at 7-6-1. But they also have now seen the prototype that the NFL and the NFLPA are now willing to move games in order to have some of the key players in these games. And especially when you've only got 3 games left, I mean, your playoff hopes are on the line at this point.
And Danny, just confirm this too, with the Chiefs now in the number one seed in the AFC, with the way the playoffs are now set up, that number one seed is that much more important because there's only one bye in both conferences. So if you get that one seed, you're the only team with the bye and you get the home field advantage theoretically through the postseason. So this one seed, I mean, means more than ever because there's only one team that's getting a bye week. So I think that, you know, it just puts that much more pressure on this weekend and, you know, having all these guys available, hopefully.
Yeah, without question. And I think that especially with the 17-game season, it also makes it that much more valuable because you had that last year where they fell into that first round bye, and it ended up being great because Andy Reid is so phenomenal after a break. And it's the perfect time to have an off week so that you can start kind of pre-planning ahead, give your guys a little bit of off time. So if there are any injuries, you're able to get healthy again. So it's so important. That first round bye is massive, and I think that the Chiefs have put themselves in a position to be able to get that. And but like you said, they've got to win out if they want to be able to basically solidify that.
Mm-hmm. Danny Wolniak, KCTV5. Danny, thanks for being here. We will talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
All righty, sounds good, and hopefully it's after a Chiefs win.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.